Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Good morning. Nothing. Wow. Nothing from the theatre kid. Nothing from Molly freaking McCran.
You said good morning and it. I think I was trying to think. Oh, the. You know when oh my, the Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Good morning, campers. And it's like.
Yes.
That was my reference.
What do they say right off? I never can remember that, like, teacher thing's name. When they're like, morning, Marvis. Marvis!
Morning, Marvis. Oh, that's Janice from Friends. She's the
Yeah, but counselor. The one with the white hair?
Oh, the queen.
Marvis? Marvis.
No idea.
Yeah, what was that name?
I have no idea.
I know exactly what I'm watching tonight. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
I love the Parents Trap. Dennis
the parents
Quaid's
trap.
The parents trap.
The parents who have been trapped.
Dennis Quaid could fucking get it.
Yeah, he really could in that film.
He could fucking get it.
Also, Chessie, when she's like, you rang.
Chessie could fucking also get it.
I gave you a fright.
It's them trying to paint her off as straight was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
That is a fucking queer woman right there.
She is so freaking good in Abbott Elementary now. Do you watch that show?
No.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like just like comforting. Like, what are they? Like primary schoolers. Like it's just cute and teachers doing a good job and caring about their job. And then it's also funny.
Oh, that sounds good.
Watch
it. I'll look into that. Slay.
Yeah.
So each week we deep dive on one of our icks, and this tweak, it's Tanya's turn.
Yeah.
What's been pissing you off, bitch?
Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I think everyone can relate. Cozy lives, babes.
Huh?
Cost of living.
Oh, man.
See how I just depressed you instantly? Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not some sort of, like, millionaire high roller where I'm like, oh damn, I'm paying much more tax this year, and none of that. It's so simple. Like the way I feel it is like, remember like a good 5 to 8 years ago when you could get like a Thai lunch special and you could get like a pad Thai for $11?
That sounds like an ancient myth now.
Yeah. You could never ever get a pad Thai or a pad see you or anything like that, lunchtime special for $11 anymore.
No.
Fuck no. I remember there used to be this place like near my high school and we would always go after school and it was like $11 if you got there before 3 p.m. And I was like, oh my God, I could do this for the rest of my life. And now I can't anymore because everything is so expensive.
That's $23 now.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's $23.
Oh, you Googled it. Wow.
There's also, a guy made a video on TikTok and he explained it very eloquently, but basically he said like in the 80s you could afford a house and now we're just fucked. Like
yeah.
you cannot fucking buy a house. Yeah. Like we're going to be renting an apartment. Like, we're never going to have
a
house.
That's the thing. Like, I'm a bit of a dummy. So my, like, big tiny brain doesn't understand it. I'm just like, okay, so in another 20 years, are we going to be paying $50 for a pad thai? Is that how that works?
I'm really, okay, I'm not, guys, permission to be vulnerable on the pod.
Yeah.
I'm dog shit with money.
Yeah, same.
But honestly, like, it's fucked. Like, it's, you just rant because I'm honestly just sitting here sad because I just thought about money.
Like, when my sister got her L's, she's 3 years older than me. When she got her L's,
which is her driver's license in Australia.
Yes, like, her driver's permit.
I got my driver's license last week.
I listened to that this morning.
At the service, New South Wales. Even though I'm 24.
Slay queen. Well, yeah, she got her she got her learner's driver's license. And I remember, like, my family would all force us to sit in the car, like all four of us, so that she could get her hours up. Yes, slay. But when she would, like, fill up petrol, because my dad was like,
petrol,
which is gas.
No, isn't it so expensive?
Yeah, right?
Oh my God.
When she was filling up petrol as a learner, it was like 99 cents was the most expensive it could ever be.
Oh my God.
And now what is it? 176, 185?
That's fucked.
That's stupid money.
It's so, and especially living in Sydney. Sydney is literally one of the most expensive cities on the planet. It's fucked.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't know where we're headed. And when people can't afford things anymore, what then?
There was a guy and he's yet to post a video. I forgot his name. So I always say there's a guy and I just have no idea what their name is. But there's a dude and he was like, he was going to explain how to fix it, but I don't know how to fix it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to basically become a lawyer or a doctor or a fucking OnlyFans influencer or you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
Like, essentially, like, you either have one of the most fucked high paying jobs or slum it.
KYS, literally.
Yeah, basically. And I completely relate, though.
When our generation can't afford houses in the very near to close future, what then? Like,
People will move. People will leave Sydney, probably.
Anyway, that was a really bright and energetic way to start the pod.
Fucking hell, it's relatable. And, like, you just realize, like, so many, like, especially when you have to start paying for your own bills, like, phone bill, like, someone did this TikTok. They're like, me having to work really hard to pay for therapy to talk about the job that I have to pay really hard for.
No.
And I was like, God fucking damn it. That is so fucking accurate.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just thinking, like, phone bills, like, you know, even like going out to dinner or lunch or brunch or a coffee. Just what else? Just let's just be depressing. What costs money?
New clothes. If you need them.
Petrol, driving, transport.
Transport.
My auntie lives in England and I got a train from a suburb that's like 50 minutes away from London. Yep. The ticket cost about $60.
What?
So to travel into London, it costs $60.
That's like £60 or $60?
Because they, like, my sisters, I'm not very good with explaining things, but it's basically like they privatize the transport system, so now it's like because those suburbs out of London are considered close to London in terms of commuters, it was like $60.
That, like, I'm having a physical reaction to this. My chest fucking hurts.
It's
bro.
What, 120 every day? What's that times five? $600 a week just for transport, just for going into London. It's fucked. It is literally fucking fucked. Like, sorry for food, groceries.
It's so scary.
Groceries are so expensive as well. Groceries, therapy to, like, talk about literally the cost of living.
Yeah.
It's just, it's messed up. And, like, everything's so expensive.
So what we usually do on the podcast when we talk about our ics is like, oh, here's maybe a solution.
And I don't,
like,
have
here's,
one.
Here's how you can help. We don't have the solution.
Nope.
If you're listening and you're smarter than us, please do something.
Please. The only bit of advice I can give is not my own, but there is a lady on TikTok and she has $10 Coles meals where she goes into Coles and for $10 she'll like make a meal out of $10 and she'll put all these ingredients together. And oh my God, the comments, everyone's like, you spent $10.05. It's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Anyway, but she really works hard to like try and, there's a few people who do this now. It's like a trend. But yeah, I'm just thinking with groceries, yeah, that's not really advice. But I was like, yeah, I guess if you're, it's looking grim and you still want to eat something that's not shit.
Also, the amount of people that you know, like that are our age, that work multiple casual jobs just to fucking get by.
Me as fuck.
Also me.
Kill me. Yeah, it's fucked. I think become a CEO. And or a doctor.
Great.
And
then, I can do that tomorrow.
Yes. You know, doesn't it take like 10 years to be a doctor?
Yeah. You've got to like specialize in whichever field you want after you get your medical degree. I don't know.
Oh my God.
If any doctors are out there and like want to explain it to us, feel free to join on the pod. Join our Discord and let us know how you got to be a doctor.
That was really good. I'm going to end this by saying, I honestly don't have a positive take. This is fucked. Yeah. Fuck this.
Okay, girls, we're going to do a quiz.
Yay.
I've sent you the link. Take it away.
God, fucking I'm so shit at
this. Oh, is this one of those like...
It's a personality quiz.
Right.
Oh. But it's shorter than the last one, okay, so you won't go God. Insane.
Sorry, listeners, if you listened to that fucking bird one we did last time, that...
No. Come on, that was entertaining.
All right, fair enough.
Pull me out. Ugh. I thought this was going to be, okay, like, no tea, no shade. I thought it was going to be like, which mental illnesses do you have? Because I've definitely done those quizzes before and it always says depression.
Wait, how do I start?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Jess, I don't get it. Help.
Sup, losers. We're doing the open source psychometrics project on openpsychometrics.org. Basically, we're just going to find out what kind of personality we have. I'll kick it off. So it says use the slider to indicate where you fall in the spectrum. Frugal 50% or lavish 50%.
See, I've got outlaw or sheriff. I'm a fucking sheriff. Let's fucking go.
Oh, what the fuck? I'm going to say...
What are you then? Frugal or...
I would say I'm a bit more lavish because, yeah, I don't have money, but I have expensive taste.
Slay. Am I arcane or mainstream? Mainstream, fuck it.
Yeah.
I am.
Am I deep or shallow? I would say deep.
Deep. Am I sarcastic or genuine?
Genuine. Oh, one so genuine.
Illy.
Am I high tech or low tech? I think low tech. I'm not really good with technology, even though I do like photography. Oh my God. Am I alpha or beta?
Alpha.
Really? You think? Yep. I'm going to do it like 40% alpha though, because I do sometimes feel
I'm the alpha, I'm the leader.
What up, dog? I'm the alpha.
Am I creative or conventional? I'm fucking crazy.
Am I bossy or meek? Bossy. 100%.
Am I charming or awkward? I'm fucking both.
Charming?
Yeah, but I can be really fucking awkward.
You have like a nice awkward quirk.
I think I'm bam in the middle.
Yeah.
I think I'm exactly where I'm meant to be.
Am I slovenly or stylish?
Stylish.
Yeah, but I can also be Darrow.
Am I a dunce or a genius?
Genius. Am I strict or lenient?
I'm in the middle.
I think I can be pretty strict sometimes.
Am I deranged or reasonable?
Deranged.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Selfish or altruistic? Altruistic?
Altruistic.
What does altruistic mean?
I forgot, but I know it means something.
Okay.
Oh, I got the alpha one. Am I an alpha?
Yeah, yeah. You are.
Yeah, I'm
feisty or gracious? Feisty.
Am I angelic or demonic?
Demonic.
Yeah, I'm demonic.
Like closer to demonic.
No, I'm a fucking demon. Am I haunted? I'm haunted. I don't care what the rest is. I'm fucking...
I'm emotional, not logical.
You're emotional.
Ooh, am I masculine or feminine?
In the middle.
Yeah, slay.
Middle vibes. Formal or intimate? Formal. I'm so frigid.
Yeah, you do a really good job of being formal, though.
Yeah, I can put the formal
I feel
on.
Like if you... Oh, what, like when I hear your...
I thought you were going to say, you do a really good job at being frigid.
Oh, no. No, definitely formal because I've heard you be on the phone like with your boss before and the way you are so well-spoken, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's
Ready,
awesome.
Ask me about... I'll talk like you're my boss.
Hey, Molly, just wondering if you can cover a shift tomorrow.
Hi, Darren. I hope you're well. Thank you so much for your message. Absolutely. That would be fantastic. Yes.
You're hired.
You got the job.
You're hired at the job you already have.
Am I creepy or disarming? I'm disarming.
Disarming.
I think being creepy is one of the worst descriptions anyone could ever give someone. Like,
if that's you, check yourself. Yeah. Like, do something to change that.
Literally.
Am I sarcastic or genuine? I would say closer to genuine.
Yeah, way closer to genuine.
I don't like to be sarcastic. I don't think I do it well.
Am I spiritual or skeptical? Skeptical. I'm not.
Really?
I don't believe in star signs.
Oh my god, can I? What? No. 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 Oh, this is going to be one of my icks in the near future.
I literally don't believe in star signs at all. Is that, are we at this point in our friendship when I can admit that to you?
Oh my god. Oh, I feel sick. Am I orderly or chaotic? Chaotic.
See, like, that's what I mean. I'm skeptical. I'm like Ross Geller. Like, you know how in every situation he just ruins the mood?
Yeah.
Like, because he's like, that's not right.
Wait, what star sign are you?
Libra. See, it doesn't work.
You're such a Libra. Yeah,
but it doesn't work because it's balanced, right? Am I balanced? No. I can be.
You can be, yeah. But
I don't know. I'm sure you could get me more into it. I used to be like, fuck this. But now I'm like, ah, oh, okay. It's kind of fuck. People can have their like interests, but yeah, I'm still not for me.
Shit, damn. Am I poisonous or nurturing?
Nurturing.
Oh.
Am I high tech or low tech?
High tech. Extremely high tech.
Yeah, I kind of am, aren't
I? Yeah, you're really good at everything.
I didn't really. You know what's funny? I don't realize that until I have to do shit with computers. Am I bossy? Fuck yeah. Let's fucking
go. Bossy.
I'm bossy. I'm the bitch y'all love to hate. Sorry. Am I selfish? Fuck yeah, let's go.
Oh, really? I don't think you are. Oh.
I can be.
You can be, but not in a negative way.
Yeah.
I'm disarming, right? I'm not creepy.
You're not. Neither of us are creepy.
God, if anyone ever described me as creepy, I would have an episode.
Yeah.
I genuinely wouldn't know
There's two words, creepy or boring.
Oh, like, imagine I never want to be called boring.
You're so boring. Actually, you know what though? You know what? Half my life has been me, like, my whole life is me being like, I have to entertain people. Mm. So if I can be in a situation and shut the fuck up and just observe and like not feel like notice urges to entertain and like please everyone around me but not say anything.
Yeah.
I've won. Like, honestly, I'm at a point now where I actually take that back. I used to think being boring was bad, but like, obviously if my close friends said I was boring, I'd be fucking hurt. But if a random new group of people were like, she was kind of like bland, I'd be like, let's fucking go. Cause I'm not fucking bland. I just don't, I don't need to be on. I think that's it. I don't want to be on right now. Like, and if I can actually leave a situation being like, I didn't add anything to that. I'm like, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Or I'm at the last one.
Am I loyal or traitorous?
Loyal.
Am I stinky or fresh? I think I lean closer to stinky. Oh. I look well put together, but I have done some dirty things. Sometimes I wear the same socks 2 days in a row.
Oh my God, I got my results.
Hang on. Last one for me. Am I juvenile or mature?
Immature. Wait, no, juvenile. Yeah, you've got a crack sense of humor.
Okay, wait, hang on. Ready? Okay, next. Read it at the same time. Hang on, mine's not ready. Okay. Three, two, one.
WandaVision.
Oh.
I'm fucking Wanda?
I'm Lilo Pelikai from Lilo and Stitch.
That's fucking, these are good results.
Aww.
I see that. That checks out.
There's no place I'd rather be. Get on your surfboard and see.
I wouldn't have put myself as Wanda, but
wait.
That's crazy.
Where is...
Yeah.
I had Beth Pearson from This Is Us. I've never watched that show, but I'm sure she's the best character. But my second one was Mia Dolan from La La Land.
Ooh.
Which I have a problem with, because I had a problem with her the whole time in the movie.
It's ranked
you. I just didn't like her. I was like, what are you doing? And then, but now I'm like, is it so Mia Dolan of me to have a problem with Mia Dolan in the La La Land movie?
Wait, shut the freak up. This is in order. Okay, hang on. Let me read you some of mine. Number one, Lilo. Number two, Cameron Tucker from Modern Family. Number three, I don't know that character. Number four, Rapunzel from Tangled. Number five, Rosie Mulligan from Mamma Mia. The fuck I am. Yes, Queen Rosie. And also Lily from How I Met Your Mother. That's about that.
That's such a good list.
This is fucking iconic.
I have so many from Glee.
What?
They think I'm Love Quinn from You is my second one. I'll fucking take that. Let's go.
Damn. That's really endearing. Even though
I have Blaine Anderson from Glee as 86%. Like, my top score was 87%. But I've got Blaine Anderson. Oh, God, who else was it? Mercedes Jones. And there was one more.
You're so Glee-coded, Jess.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm 82% Hobbs from Kurt Hummel and Hobbs.
It's so random. Well, guys, if you want to do that quiz, what's it called?
Openpsychometrics.org.
Go and do it. I hope you found it interesting.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
Well, fuck me, I've made a mistake.
What a beginning.
I drunk video messaged a guy and he left me unopened.
Oh my god.
Long story short, I'm super obsessed with him. He's probably not obsessed with me.
Sorry, keep going.
He's probably not obsessed with me, but in person he's really flirty. We've been talking for maybe 7 or 8 weeks. I've seen him in person once a week, and last week he just so happened to be at the show I was going to, and we spent the whole night talking. His mum was there, so she loves me, obviously. So I decided that I'm going to tell him how I feel and start making a move.
Whoa.
Over DMs, I say, hey, let's catch up before you go back to the Gold Coast. He's moving back there forever in a few weeks, I should add. But long distance isn't out of the question because he's that perfect. Whoa. Well, now I've gone and fucked it up and drunk video messaged him and can't remember anything else I said.
Oh my God. What the fuck do I do now?
Oh my God.
Did I send this in?
Wait, what's this? First of all, what a great... Thank you so much for sending this in.
Yeah, that's an awesome problem. I mean, it sucks, but
we will help as best as we can. But once again, we are not licensed professionals. So please, if you are struggling, go to therapy. But what do we call this listener?
Let's call them...
Sheldon Cooper. Yeah?
What if we call the love interest Brum? Because I just remember that little car.
Brum, here we come.
No, I have a story. I'm so sorry. My granddad made a Brum for me when I was younger. There are pictures. No. I will post them on the Instagram. He made a Brum. He made it. Like, it was a little car and we used to drive it around the yard and he literally made it.
I'm going to cry.
He fucking built Brum. He built it and painted it and everything for me and my cousins. It was amazing.
Brum. Oh, fuck that fucking little fucking car was so fucking lit. Oh, I love Brum. I miss my childhood.
Did you ever used to sing Brum, Brum, kiss your bum?
That's wild.
My sister and I always used to sing that.
That's Brum, Brum, kiss your bum. Is that why you grew up like a murderer? Kidding.
Kissing so many bums? Yes.
Oh, me. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, so Sheldon Cooper and Brum. Hi, Sheldon.
Oh, God, Sheldon, what have you done?
You know what you've got right now, which is like maybe one of my worst feelings to have? Anxiety.
I agree.
You've got anxiety, baby. And that freaking sucks.
You know what, though? My first instinct was that Sheldon Cooper... I don't think they would have sent anything that bad.
No,
I think they would have just... On that drunk message, I think... Drunk thoughts are sober feelings. Mm. Is that the saying? I don't know. But basically, like, I could imagine the message would have been something like, I really like you.
Yeah.
And, like, fuck that person for not being slow in replying.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, in my eyes, you didn't do anything wrong. If you felt like it was silly and vibing and slay.
Because think about if you drunk videoed a friend.
Yeah.
Like, your best friend. And you were like, oh, my God, I love you so much. You're the best. And then that friend is either going to be like, lol, go to sleep, get some water, love you too.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to reply. If your best friend didn't reply to you when you were drunk and vulnerable, I'd say go and get a new friend. If this guy's not replying to you, I'd be like, is he really that great?
And I don't think, I know it's easier said than done. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I don't think you did anything wrong. I mean, well.
What is this guy so fucking perfect that he's never drunk videoed anyone in his life or had just a drunk moment in public in front of other people?
I mean, it is hard because it's like...
Unless he's sober.
What the hell did you say? I guess would be my... I'd be like, oh God, what did I say?
Yeah.
That would freak me out. But look, if you've been worried about whether it's serious or not, hopefully it was just something about that. Would that be fair to say?
If you did say something out of pocket or something that he wasn't okay with, like, I don't know, you said something really controversial, he could also bring that up with you if he really felt offended.
He could communicate.
Yeah. However, We're thinking more along the lines that you just said, I really like you.
Yeah, let's go into this presuming that that's what was said.
Yeah, don't feel ashamed about
no,
that.
No, no.
That's awesome. Good on you for communicating your feelings and for making the first move.
Throwback to the last episode. It's like,
yeah. We're doing a lot of like
relationship things.
No, the na-na-na.
It's because we're literally soul sisters.
Yeah.
You have really nice hands. Tanya and I just held hands. Oh, it was really hot.
Sorry that I'm bleeding though.
Oh.
Sorry, that doesn't feel right at all.
What do you mean you're bleeding?
There.
Oh, ew. Oh, sorry. Ew. You got blood on my hand.
Well, it's dry now.
Oh, sorry. That was sorry. I ruined the moment.
It's all right. We can just do that.
Okay, we fingered.
We're fingering now.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, back to this listener. Sheldon Cooper. Okay, let's presume that these are your options.
Mm.
One, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to drunk message. No,
no,
actually, fuck,
never
no,
apologize
no, yeah,
to a man.
Fucking,
no, never.
Fuck, sorry. Yeah. Sheldon Cooper, don't you dare apologize, Sheldon. But basically,
what about this? Number one,
yep.
If you want to reach out first again and he hasn't messaged you since, I'm a petty bitch. I would be like, hey, your phone break or something? Like, problem? Yeah. Like, what's the problem? What could I have possibly said?
Yeah. Or like, hey, you've gone a bit quiet. Is there something going on?
Hey, when am I seeing you again?
Yeah.
I love that message because it's like, you know that you owe me a hangout.
Yeah.
You owe me a date.
It is, oh God. The complicated thing though, I guess, is isn't he moving back to the Gold Coast?
The Goldie. What's that all about? Why would you move back there? No, actually, I take that all the way back. I love Queensland. I really do.
Look, I'm gonna put my head in a guy going to the Gold Coast for a second.
Oh, he probably wants to do his like hot boy winter.
That's I think he might not. Oh, sorry, listener. I'm gonna bring down the mood.
Yeah.
It could be that unfortunately you were honest about how you felt, which is you shouldn't apologize for. You didn't do anything wrong if you just said like, I love you. But now it sounds maybe he got cold feet and maybe he's like, oh God, I'm going back to the Gold Coast and this girl really likes me.
Mm.
And immaturely, he's like, maybe, I'm just going to ghost.
Yeah, he's doing that thing where it's like, I'm going to slowly put distance between us and hope that she catches the hint.
Yeah.
Which again, if this was your best friend and they weren't talking to you, communicating you, go find someone else who will.
Even, you know what? It's shitty. He needs to just say, especially if you've hung out every week.
And you've met his mum.
His
within
mom,
8 weeks.
You've met his mum, okay? It's not just haha lol at this point. You are so valid for being confused, Sheldon Cooper. But genuinely, you know, I think the decent thing to do in this situation for him would be to just be like, hey, look, I'm noticing you're getting feelings. Sorry, that's not funny. But hey, look, I'm noticing. Hang on. The decent thing for him to do would be to say something like, hey, look, I feel like you're more into this than I am. And I'm not sure if I'm in that place for something serious. I've really enjoyed hanging out, but I just saw this more as a casual thing. Yeah. Still a bit of a shit message to receive, but that's what you deserve right now.
For
him
sure.
Ghosting you and making you feel shit, especially after a drunk message, like, come on. Like, you message people drunk when you're like, as you said, like when you're most vulnerable, you like, just reply, you know what I mean?
I want to play devil's avocado here for a second.
Devil's avocado.
I don't always think that drunk sayings are sober thoughts.
Actually, yeah, true.
Because I've said some cracked shit when I've been drunk.
Valid.
And I truly just think that it's like my brain on crack, my brain taking this stimulant. No, wait, alcohol's a depressant, isn't it?
Yeah, but before it is a depressant, it makes you go.
Yeah. It's like you're Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. Jess.
Do your impression.
Oh, so good every time. But yeah, even if you did say like, hey, Brum, I love you.
His name's
wait,
Brum.
Yeah, got wait, that. Sorry, she's drunk. Hey, I love you.
Perfect. Great message.
That's fine. Who the fuck cares? I've said I love you to strangers before. Like there is, I don't know, unless you did say something really kind of fucked and out of pocket. I'm thinking more along the lines of like committed to wanting to unalive someone or something racist or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you confess your feelings, like that's worst case scenario, fuck him.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm thinking like if you've finally said how you feel, maybe send, maybe you might not. It's up to you, listener. Sorry, Sheldon Cooper. I would send one more message and then if he doesn't reply, fuck him off.
Put him to rest.
Because
yeah.
You don't want someone who doesn't absolutely bounce back with you when yeah. you're fucking drunk. Drunk messaging someone is funny. Yep. And if they don't respond to that and go, ah, you're like, go off, bitch. Mm. And they're not like supportive of you in that case, then why would you want someone, but like that's not the best person for you. You know,
I feel like when you are drunk and you've got feelings for someone at that point, you always tend to reach out to the person that you're crushing on because you want that kind of like cared for-ness. You want to be taken care of and you want them to be like, hey, where are you? I'll order you an Uber or I'll come take care of you.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. So good on you for being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Maybe clarify with him what you said if he's willing to be open. But like Molly said, if he doesn't reach out to you afterwards, fuck him. Goodbye. He's moving to Gold Coast. That distance might be great for you both.
Yeah. And also I would say maybe reach out one last time just to be like, hey, like, do you want to hang out? But also I just want to say, if you know that you're prone to getting feelings and you're prone to kind of you want something more and you can already get the vibe that he's not going to be in this, be careful, I think. Be careful. Because did the listener say she wanted something more intense?
Well, I think she's got feelings for him, hasn't she?
Yeah. And it's sounding like he's got feelings for her.
Oh, you know what I don't know though.
Not feelings, but he definitely is invested, but
he's doing something fishy.
He's being fishy.
He probably doesn't want to admit his feelings.
Yeah.
But you know what might be a good analogy? I think you need to take care of yourself right now. Like after you do get an answer from him or you don't get an answer from him, take care of yourself as you would a drunk friend.
Slay.
Love you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh.
Bruh.
Gorgeous, greasy girlies. Mwah. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.